So you want to know? Welcome to the Swana Know podcast. I'm your host, Annalisa Swana. But I'm not alone. Hello, Kelly Kells.
Hello, Annie. Happy to be sharing the mic with you.
Join us every week as we explore extraordinary conversations of triumph, resilience, and anything you want to know. So today we're shining the spotlight on a truly glamorous event, the Miss South Africa pageant. Last weekend, the stage was set for a dazzling display of beauty, talent, and poise as these young women competed for the Miss SA crown. From breathtaking gowns to heartfelt interviews, the pageant always gives us something to talk about.
Every year.
Non-stop.
It's never short of drama.
Did you watch the pageant, Kels?
I did. And you know what? It's actually the first time I watched the pageant in many, many years. I always just follow it on Instagram. And because it's back on SABC3 now, I think it's giving a lot more people access to it again. And I actually enjoyed it quite a lot.
I watched just a bit of it. For some reason, I didn't know it was on until quite late.
Yeah.
But I caught up. And what did you think?
I liked it. I didn't see the whole thing either. I did get to it. I think it was on for about half an hour when I started watching.
Okay.
But I quite liked it. It was nice to see the glitz and the glamour. And every time...
It's like a whole production.
It is, hey?
It's like Lion King.
When you see it, it's
boom,
like...
Boom, 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 boom.
There's so much that goes into it. Mm. I don't know. I like things like that. I love the glitz and the glamour and whatever. So it's an event that I would always enjoy. And you know, when you like watching it, and my whole family was watching it with me as well. And it's just, you know, they go through the motions and they have to answer the questions and whatever. And every time I'm there, like judging them also. So I tell my people, I'm like, I would be a really good judge for Miss South Africa.
Oh, well, yes. Now that... Come think of it, the reason why I've always watched Miss SA, it's because like my friends would gather to watch it. But this year, no one said anything. Mm. And I only saw on people's statuses on WhatsApp. And,
oh, yes.
Oh, it's on. It's happening now. But it is really such a production.
It is.
It is such a production. And I always think of the girls, like when they have to... You have to do this on live television.
Yeah.
It's not pre-recorded. It is happening now. If you fall, you're going to fall now.
Yeah.
Like everyone is going to, not only the people who are there, but the world that's watching.
And the shoes that they wear is not exactly comfortable.
And the dresses.
And also like there's so many stairs. Like every time I'm watching it, I'm like, oh my God, please don't fall down. Please don't fall. Please don't fall. Because you know when they go down that little one step. And then I saw they did have help when they came from the top.
Yes,
which was really nice. But then they still have to walk the rest of the stage where there's also steps.
But maybe it's part of the competition.
I suppose it is.
Because you build the stage for this competition.
Yeah.
And you have all these stairs. It's like, this is a test.
Mm.
Are you going to be able to walk as a Miss SA? You're not going to be falling all over the place.
If you fall, your journey is over. Well, that's probably what happens. Because imagine they send you to Miss World, Miss Universe, and then you fall on the stage there because you can't walk in your shoes.
Imagine.
It's embarrassing.
But to think you've been practicing the whole week.
Yeah.
You were there. Are they there for a week or two?
I don't know.
But they're there for boot camp.
Yeah.
So you've been practicing, you've been walking the stage, and then on the night where you are to shine to thousands.
Yeah.
I didn't see the ratings. Don't know how many people watched. I don't want to say millions. To thousands. And you fall.
Yeah.
But Kels, you've been doing this for 2 weeks now. Coming onto the stage and just doing your thing. The judges have been there with you. The only people who have not been there really are us.
Yeah. And granted, we have kind of also been there because they've got Crown Chasers, so we've kind of seen a lot of people.
Yes.
I mean, I didn't watch Crown Chasers, but you can see a lot of it documented, you, like on social media.
It gives you what happens.
Yeah.
So now you've been doing great. And now on the big night, on August 10, you fall. And it's over.
And its nerves can get to you. And
they can.
And wardrobe malfunction. And
they can.
There's so much pressure on those girls.
Yeah.
On those women, sorry.
And what do you think of the new Miss Essay?
I love her. I think she's gorgeous. She is. And I really like what she stands for. I love the inclusivity. Yeah. And her answers, she articulated them so
yes.
well. And I love what she said. I think there was where she answered something and she said she wants the included to be inclusive.
Sure.
It was something along those lines. And I was like, I really like the way she said that.
But she gives off Miss Essay vibes.
She does.
Like she's a queen. I felt proud.
Mm.
I really did feel proud with her being Miss Essay. It's like, oh, okay, I had my eye on another girl.
Okay.
Like we always do.
Mm.
I had my eye on another girl. But when Mia won, I was like, you know what? I feel proud
yes.
of her because I only read later that her hearing problem has been with her since she was one.
Yes.
So it's like all your life.
Yeah.
And some of those type of things can make you say, you know what, because I'm like this, there are certain things that I'm not going to do.
Yes.
There are certain stages I will not walk on.
Mm.
There are certain rooms that I will not be in. But she was like, you know what?
Yeah.
I am enough. Despite everything, I am enough. And look. She
won
Miss SA. She is Miss South Africa
yep.
2024. She kind of reminds me of... Is it Demi?
Oh, yes, yes,
I don't
yes.
know. Like, there's something
about... She does
about,
have something about her that gives off Demi energy.
Yeah, but she's beautiful.
She's stunning.
Beautiful. We love her.
I really do. I think she'll do quite well internationally as well.
I think so, too.
I know Miss Universe in particular is also very inclusivity forward at
sure.
the moment. So I think that she'll probably be a good one to send to Miss Universe. And I think she'll do well there.
I think so too. But I'm so proud of Miss South Africa, the organization
yeah.
as well. Because like that is it's a statement.
It is
a bold yeah. one at that. It's a bold statement to say, you know what, Mia, you felt you were enough. We also think you're enough as well. I love that.
Okay, let's talk about Bonang and her five looks.
That girl, Monang is the girl. We've said this before.
We've said this is
the
Monang podcast.
She is the girl that she thinks she is.
Absolutely.
Everything that she thinks she is, she is.
Exactly.
She is.
I love her. You know, she made a mistake, like, while she was, you know, doing the presenting and whatever.
Sure.
And she just played it off so confidently. I was
but
like...
That's a Monang thing.
Girl.
That
Look
is a Bonang thing.
She
and I think also,
like,
because she has hosted the pageant
yes.
before, she and that comes with confidence
yeah.
as well. I've been on the stage before and they called me back again
because
I did something
that.
Here.
Yeah. She owns that
yeah.
stage.
She does. She does.
She's so good at what she does.
Mm.
But imagine you make like a small mistake and you're just like, sorry about that, and continue. I mean, other people would have stumbled. None of that.
Yeah. She her dresses, Kelly.
Which one was your favorite?
The second one.
The gold?
The gold. She was like a goddess.
My favorite
I don't know.
Too.
I loved that
it
gold
was
dress.
Absolutely stunning. I also liked the last one. With that
the
white with the blue vibes.
Yes.
Mm,
yes. Yes,
she
yes,
so,
yes.
So
she
good.
Was riding the wave.
Mm. So, you know, her glam squad was all Nigerian. All the designers of the dresses were Nigerian.
So that.
What do you think? How are you feeling?
Bonang, do you, girl?
Do we think it was related to this whole contestant that were through?
I don't know, but someone said that Nigeria was happy that her glam squad was all Nigerian, because it just showed that South Africa was in solidarity with Nigeria. That's someone online. I don't know. Me, I'm like, Bonang.
Guys, do you think it was planned? I have my suspicions.
But with passions, anything is possible.
That's what I'm saying.
Anything
and
is possible.
And also, it's Bonang. She just has to do something to make a statement. She doesn't have to say anything.
Yeah.
So this might have been one of those moments where she's like, she's kind of standing with this girl, but she's not saying it in that way. But also, something like this is also something that I feel like could be planned in advance.
Yeah, because for someone like Bonang, like your glam squad can't wake up today being your glam squad.
Yeah,
they have to know for months that you are going to do Bonang's hair. Do her makeup and dress her.
If Bonang called me tomorrow, no matter what I had going, I'd make myself available, you know? You know, you make yourself available for Bonang.
But you have to be sure of your story. Because this, they all knew, organizers, everyone, Bonang, that on August 10, we're going big. So I'm sure, man, her squad was put together well in advance. Okay. But it was just a coincidence. I don't know, but
maybe
that it was an all Nigerian.
Yeah.
Yo, but they did exceptionally well.
They did. I'm still speechless.
They did the things.
Yeah.
Speaking of Chidima.
Yes. What do you think? What are your thoughts on the whole situation?
That thing went south so quick.
Yeah, it's a tough topic to discuss as well, because like, you kind of get where people are coming from, but at the same time, she is South African. She doesn't know another life but being South African. So you don't know.
But 1 minute, it was like, okay, there's this girl. Her dad is Nigerian. She should go. And people came out, but her mom is South African. And then next, no, her mom is not South African.
Yeah.
She's Mozambican. Oh, and then there was identity theft. That's when I was like, you know
what? It's so complicated now.
This is a lot now. Things. But, hey, I don't know.
But at the same time, it's like, but she is a South African citizen. And she was born and raised here. So there's all these lines that are blurred because
I think because she stayed in the pageant when everyone was saying, but your dad is Nigerian.
Yes.
But she still stayed. And then they're like, but your mom is Mozambican. Mm. She was still there. And then when identity theft came into the picture, that's when she was like, hey.
But you know what? I think Miss South Africa probably advised her to withdraw.
I think so.
I also think that it was better for her to withdraw than for her to go through with everything, or for her to be eliminated and then be like, oh, you only eliminated her because of the drama.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think so. Because also, I know that there was a petition that was going around for one of the judges to step down. Because one of the judges took a strong stand saying, hey, leave this girl alone. Leave her alone. She went through due diligence.
Yes.
Things were done accordingly. So people felt that, you are taking a stand here.
Mm.
So please, you won't be able to judge correctly.
Okay.
If you are still in the judging panel and this girl is still here as well. So there was a lot of things going. What is a Miss South Africa pageant without drama? Without drama. There's always something.
What was the drama last year? Natasha coming again, hey?
You see that one?
Okay, but I loved her as Miss South Africa also, though. But I also really loved Brioni. Am I saying that right?
Brioni, yes, Brioni.
She's gorgeous. Like,
she's chocolate.
Like, I wish that they could just share Miss South Africa, you know.
She must come back.
Yeah, she should.
She must come back. Natasha came back. She should come back as well. Yeah. I was taken aback with Natasha coming back. Because I'm not... I love pageants because they're beautiful. I like pretty girls wearing pretty dresses. Mm. I love that whole vibe. But I don't really follow the rules and all of that. So when she came back, I was like, no, this is against the rules. Mm. But I'm like, but they allowed her to come back. So obviously...
I always thought that if you made it to the top 10 or at least the top 3 that you couldn't come back.
I thought
but
so
apparently
too.
That's not a thing.
I thought so too. I thought like you were there.
Yeah.
She was there. She almost.
And the fact that she also went to Miss Universe and represented Miss South Africa.
So she almost, she was there.
Yeah. And she basically was like a acting Miss South Africa when she went to Miss Universe.
Okay, I get it on... I don't know. Maybe I get it. Maybe I don't. But she came back.
Yeah.
She was crowned Miss South Africa 2023. Mm. And she's been so loud.
She has been loud. She has been... She's made noise. And I think that's what I like. Because for me, as a Miss South Africa, you have to make noise. You have to make the good kind of noise. And I feel like she has made the good kind of noise.
She look... People like, Basetsana Khumalo, we still talk about them today.
Yes,
they won Miss SA
years ago.
So it is...
That's why I feel like there are a few Miss South Africans, and I don't want to mention any names, but I feel like they're stunning. And obviously, they did something right to win the pageant. But after you win the pageant, you also still have to keep making noise. And I feel like sometimes they die down. There are also so many Miss South Africans who... Woman South Africa a few years ago who you still hear about. Yeah,
yes.
So I feel like Zozi, for example.
Yeah, but Zozi is on a league on...
She really is.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, I just feel like you need to make the good kind of noise.
You do.
Yeah.
You do. And especially when it comes to your advocacy.
Yes.
You really... And you've won the pageant. So... South Africa needs to see you do the things that you said you stand for. Do those things. So I get Natasha a bit for coming back. I don't know.
Like I feel like she just wanted a better platform to do what she wanted to. And that's probably why she came back as well.
Man.
And then our other favorite, Rolene Strauss.
She is a goddess.
Yeah. Do you know she gave birth 5 weeks ago?
Really?
I read her post where she was like, she took the baby with her to the pageant while she was there at like judging week. And the baby was there and she was like, and thank you to the Miss South Africa organization for allowing me to bring my baby and being so accommodating. And I was even breastfeeding in between. And I was like, girl, you're doing the absolute most. She looked amazing. And she's like five weeks postpartum. I'm just thinking about me when I was 5 weeks postpartum. I was looking like
not wanting to go even to the shop. Even to the spaza around the corner.
No, but like, she's
beautiful.
Stunning.
Now you remind me, we didn't talk about the red carpet. Did you see some of the looks?
I did.
Who was your favorite?
I love Joanne Strauss in the green dress.
Mm.
And I liked Natasha's pink.
The two-piece.
And Brioni. And also Miss South Africa 2022, Ndavi. She looked stunning.
Oh, she did.
She looked gorgeous.
She did.
Yeah.
There was a girl, but I don't know who she is. She was wearing a champagne dress.
The one with the...
And she
with
did
that,
a...
Oh, I know that girl you're talking about, but I have no idea what her name is
either. I saw a video. She was like... I'm like, who are you?
You know what it was reminding me of?
Yes.
You know when at those award shows and then they have that glam bot and then they do that.
Yes!
She would have killed the glam bot if they had one.
She ate 4+4.
8.
I loved that look. I think in South Africa, we do not do red carpet like America.
Yeah.
We dress formal and have chifoni. What are we doing? So
are we going to enter?
Yeah, why not?
I don't know if I can do that pressure. Hey, I would be a good judge though.
I can never do that pressure.
Yeah.
It's like I sit and I'm worried for those girls. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Your heart also beating fast?
Don't fall. The pressure. When the pressure is on because nerves.
Yeah, nerves can get the better of you very quickly.
You're like, no, my name is. But get Kelly. What do we need to do to prepare?
For next year?
Hmm?
A lot. So next year we are going to South Africa. And in 4 years' time, we are going to the Olympics.
Okay. No, we're doing great things.
Are you going to be a Miss South Africa that is also in the Olympics?
Look at me.
You would make history.
Look at me doing the things.
I can't compete against you, though. Annalisa for Miss South Africa 2025.
Can't wait.
I'm excited.
Please look at my posture.
Let's get your glam squad ready. Moving on to your gig guide. In celebration of Women's Month, Abeja's talented female musicians present a festival of music, Woman to Woman. Catch the show on Sunday, the 25th of August at the Music Kitchen from 2 p.m. until 6 p.m. Tickets cost 120 Rand via Quicket or 150 at the door. Experience the electrifying love story of Danny and Sandy in Grease the Musical at the Savoy Theatre between 18 September to the 5th of October. Tickets cost 180 Rand via web tickets, with some shows running a special of 120 Rand a ticket. For more events happening this August, check out the NMB Gig Guide at yourweekender.co.za.
That's all we have for you today. Swana no more. Join us again next week. But until then, stay inspired.
And stay motivated.
Bye, Kelly Kels.
Bye, Annie.